start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a random thunderstorm are small, but not zero over the next few hours. They will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, spotty random storms again and a very hot day with a high in the middle 90s and the heat index very close to the 105 danger range. We'll be in the neighborhood. On Friday, the rain chances are slightly better. Your odds of encountering one of those afternoon storms. And in fact, by Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances are 50-50. Pretty decent chances. Still hot with highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby!
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, it's magic time.
Well, I'll listen. You have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
Sunrise.
Who can tax the trees?
Who can tax the trees?
Let you run a business and collect up all the fees. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good. And who can give a bailout?
Who can give a bailout?
Tell us to behave.
Tell us to behave.
And make the founding fathers roll over in their grave. The government.
The government.
Oh, the government can.
The government can.
And the government can, cause they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good. Soon we'll have to eat our dishes.
Delicious.
Oh, who can be a failure?
Who can be a failure?
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
And instead of getting fired, hey, we'll give ourselves a raise. The government.
Broadcast happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally temperamental slash truculent host, Greg Udell. Mike Tomalik, sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too.
And here they are.
Hello and again.
Please clap.
It is really intolerable outside.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just like, look, I just made one little extra trip downstairs, and I'm flop sweating. I went to the doctor today.
How did it go?
I think I'm better today than I was 3 years ago. I lost 11 pounds.
There you go. The keto diet's working.
That's a start. I thought it would be a little bit more.
Takes time, Greg. How much exercise?
I was hoping for 50. Well, climbing these stairs 20 times a day.
I'm just saying you could lose more weight if you just do a little bit more in terms of activity. Swim. You got a great pool.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's a good way to do it.
But it's so much easier just to, like, float in the sun.
I mean, you can join me over at the weight room, but I don't know if that'd be good for your sciatica.
We won't be joining you at the weight room.
Brother. So you lost some weight.
Blood pressure was perfect.
Blood pressure perfect.
And I am convinced, beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the standard for this, that the IASIS neurofeedback program that I'm doing at Infusion is working. I kid you not. This is, you know, I'm looking for the right words to quantify this, but it's definitely making a difference. And especially like in the morning, I just feel sharper, you know, better energy, better sleep. Deeper sleep, and I'm going to go for my third treatment on Friday. This is really cool stuff. I mean, this is state-of-the-art technology where they just attach five little nods to your various points of your head, to the forehead, back of the ears, back neck, and just sit there for 20 minutes. You don't feel anything because they use microcurrents to do what they call, the term they use is reset the brain. I could use mind reset.
They've got so much going on over there now. I was there this morning.
They have the laser room. Have you seen that?
I have not done that yet. I'm interested in that, sort of the infrared laser room.
Yes.
Helps you muscle, soreness, all sorts of aches and pains. You just kind of stand in there.
They got all kinds of amazing stuff.
But I am consistent with the cryo. I'm well past 100 sessions now.
Wow.
Cryotherapy. Yeah, probably like 104, 105.
Good. Yeah. Well, it works.
It does.
It all works.
Gives me a nice energy boost. Like, I woke up this morning, I did not feel great. I was a little about 15 minutes behind schedule, is the way I would put it. And I didn't have enough time to eat breakfast. It's one of those days. But the cryo made me feel so much better this morning. They're doing all sorts of amazing things over at Infusion.
If you get the feeling that we're avoiding news, that would be true.
Yeah.
Now, the market was down 22 points today. That's good news. Why? Because it was down well over 300 at one point. So it clawed back that initial large loss, except for those 22 lonely points. And the S&P was up. We'll talk to Brandon at 510 because I'm hearing things that maybe China is bending a little bit.
Hopefully.
Well, they need to for their own good. But you see, that's the great thing about communism and all these little communists around the country that are stirring stuff up. You know, I've just never seen anything like this. I also heard today, I got this from Hannity, that Trump's approval is at 50. And I'll tell you what I think is going on. The more they scream, stop with the white supremacy. If you really, really think that that's a legitimate issue, you really need mental help. You really do. That is proof, evidence, that the Democratic Party wants to be in 1955. And how dare any people of color, how dare you even think about being independent, thinking enough to, well, no, I like Trump. Mm-hmm. I like what he's done. I'm making more money.
Well, and apparently white supremacy is such a problem that everybody's trying to avoid being labeled that. Well, except for the people CNN brings on their television airwaves in order to paint the whole right as that.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I got news for you. Progress has been made. And throwing that kind of garbage around, You are, what you're doing, what they're doing with this is, I said it last week, you know, I'll knock somebody down to go back and vote for Trump, especially compared to this field of idiots that the Democrats run out every 2 weeks. Now I'll kick your ass to vote for Trump. Seriously. They because we understand. People understand what you're doing, and it's not going to work.
Right.
You know, this garbage, he wants to go to El Paso, or is he going to El Paso?
Yeah, he'll be there soon.
And the congresswoman, they're being incredibly ugly, given the circumstances. He did not cause that shooting. He didn't cause any of these. Did George Bush open a mouth and say Obama was responsible for Sandy Hook and the San Bernardino and all those? And all we got from Obama was, no! Let's not rush to judgment. It wasn't necessary. This has got to stop because they are pushing, they are taking this to a level that we all have to be worried, because what the media is in the process of doing is silently condoning violence against conservatives. That we're not conservative, we're just white supremacists. Stop! When I hear unemployment numbers are at record lows for blacks, and I hate the term Hispanics because, again, that's an insult to people, because there are dozens of Latin American countries and the Cuban refugees. They're the most conservative people in South Florida, by the way, because they know what communism is and they love this country. Stop lumping them. They're trying to do with Hispanics what they have successfully done for way too many decades with African-American people, and that's lumped them into a group that is incapable. You are, what they're really saying is so insulting. You're so pathetic that we'll do the thinking for you. You just listen to us, do what we tell you to do, and then meet us again in 2 years at the voting booth. And you're starting to see all of this stuff is backfiring. Baltimore, see, Trump, here's the thing. Trump punches back. We got too many gutless Republicans who just take this, and they're so worried about white supremacists. I don't want to get connected to that. What evidence do they have? And by the way, for every single son of a buck that's screaming white supremacist, I want to see your credentials that prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you have no bigotry, no racism, no history of racism, that you have proven beyond a reasonable doubt that you are a person of great character, that you have the privilege and ability to label somebody else something that more likely than not you're guilty of. All this gun stuff, all these celebrities that travel with armed guards. They want the rest of us to be sitting ducks. Well, you have the police. Yeah. Last night we had a phenomenal time. A phenomenal time at the pizza place.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And we're going to be doing more with them.
Okay.
It was great. And I will not identify male or female, but one of our guests was telling us that in this city, we're not hearing about everything that goes on.
No.
With gunfire, and because the person I spoke with is in a position to know. We are, we've heard this for a long time. By the way, is Bobby Bright running for Martha's seat?
I haven't seen anything about that, no.
I hope he is.
I know the only name I know for certain is running is Will Dismukes, who was just elected to the state house. Young man. He's like a very successful entrepreneur. I think he's younger than me. He's 29.
I don't know what to do about this mayor's race.
Yeah, I mean, Dan just sat on Arthur Davis. I was very impressed with Arthur Davis. I think he'd make a great mayor. Ed Croyle could be good. He's a little older. Not a knock against people of a certain age, but it'd be nice to have a mayor who can maybe do the long haul instead of just one or two terms. David Woods, I don't know much about David Woods other than, you know, he owns WCOV. I'd like to hear more specifics, kind of like we just heard from Arthur. I've had the chance also to just get to know Artur Davis over the years in the different positions. I haven't always agreed with him stuff, but I just find him to be a very competent person. And he actually has a detailed plan and vision for the city that makes a lot of sense. And of all the positions out there, State House, Congress, Martha Roby's district, this is the one job that shouldn't be a big partisan thing.
Mm-hmm.
You should. There's a reason you don't run as with a party label for Mayor Montgomery. It's a good reason. So we'll see. It's amazing, though. It'll be August 27th when that election happens, and it's just now ramping up. Like, people are just now paying attention, if at all.
So how does this work? Is it a runoff of the top two?
Unless somebody gets the clear majority, it'll probably be a runoff.
That's what I would think. I saw a sign for a guy on the street I never even heard of. General somebody?
Yeah, I think it's Ed Croyle, yeah. He's been around for a while.
He's really...
I've heard his name in the background, you know, working with people in the city. But, yeah.
Well, it's 3:22. We'll be at Bomb Hours tonight after the show. Hope you can come and join us. We always love to welcome new people. LaDonna Brooks is our mistress of ceremonies, our greeter and concierge, and she gets everybody introduced to everybody else. And so many great friendships have formed from this weekly gathering. You don't need a membership card or anything. In fact, tonight I will give away a $25 gift card to Bomb Hours. We'll do a drawing with everybody that comes up and says hello. And that'll be at 7 o'clock. Fun, food, and camaraderie. And let's see, 3 weeks from today, we celebrate the 14th anniversary of this show. 14 years. Think about that. That's mind-boggling. I know what I did wrong. I wanted to... I am such an idiot. I wanted to restore the tradition of opening the show with nothing from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot. Will you help me to remember to do that tomorrow?
Unless I forget, sure.
You're not supposed to forget. You're too young to forget.
I've got a lot of things on my mind, thank you very much. Just because I'm half your age doesn't mean I can't forget things.
No fractions are allowed on this show.
Wait,
I'm going to enforce that rule. There are no fractions on Happy Hour.
What, you don't like math?
No fractions on Happy Hour.
Oh, so when it comes to age, Greg's a know-nothing.
We had a really funny moment on the morning show today.
You looked very distinguished today, by the way. What happened on the morning
Distinguished or extinguished?
The one with the D. Always with the D. Now, what happened on the morning show?
We were talking about guys' inability to hit a bowl. And we had, you know, the issue in the men's room downstairs is the lights off.
Right, yeah.
When it's lit, guys can't. If the bowl was the whole room, they couldn't hit it. They hit the wall or the ceiling or something else. And I just had a kind of a throwaway line. When you crack up J. Scott, you know you've said something really funny. And you can listen to it on the podcast because it was good. But we just purchased some paint from John Lee. In fact, two. We have some interior so we can put some color on our front door. Soldier Boy, I'll be right with you. On our front door. And then some John Lee solar proof for the exterior trim. And I'm looking forward to that because it hasn't been touched since we moved in. And this old paint has exactly what solar proof will not allow to happen, and that's mildew. And when the paint is white, it looks pretty wretched after a couple of years. So it's going to look great. The solar proof brand has a viscosity, as it was explained to us, that does not allow for that mildew to develop, and it holds its color and stands up to the elements beautifully. For interior painting projects, Richard's paint is fantastic. You want to go to Eddie Bader's page and take a look at the interior of the house I have in the market and see how amazing that paint looks after 5 years. So stop by and see Bubba Turner and his team at 34 North Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, and tell them you heard about him here. We would be very grateful for that. Soldier Boy.
Good afternoon, Greg.
How are you?
Hey, I have to call the BS alert on you on that one. You said you got some paint from John Lee?
Yes.
You're not going to paint. You're going to hire somebody. Be truthful.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to do the painting, but Mrs. Ritterbugel is.
Because I remember you told that story one time when you bought some paint at the old place, and you said you couldn't cut a line on that paint.
I kind of had this conversation with Emily today because she's married and I'm married, and I talked about learning the lesson because husband is a pretty great guy. He really is. So when Emily says, well, I think I want to, and the ready answer for that is, yes, you. Whatever, you know, you learn to say. So when Roz wants the interior door painted and the outside trim painted, go get it. Go to General,
right.
Pick out the color you want. I don't know, whatever you want. And
happy wife, happy life.
That's exactly right. So you are correct. I am not doing the paint. I could. I used to do all my own painting.
I had my neighbors. My neighbors were painting their foyer, or they was calling it down here in the south, the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fight. Yeah, there was a fight. And I said, I came over there, and the police came. I said, what happened? And he said, I told him to hire a professional painter. Look at this, soldier boy, look at this. And I said, well, God, he can't even cut a straight line. He said he used that blue tape, you know, that stuff that kind of borders it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She said, I told him it's going to cost more money to fix this now. We should have just had a professional do it in the first place. True.
Well, I appreciate the call, and you're a very observant listener.
All right. Every day, sir.
Come and join us some night at Bomb Hours. You've never come, have you?
I'm going to have to. I just show up and get some wings.
That'd be great. Thanks, man.
All right, good.
Are you interested in toy magnets?
Am I interested in toy magnets?
As a topic.
As a topic?
I'm only asking because...
It doesn't exactly come out and grab me. I'll put it that way.
What do we get every Wednesday? What do we get brand new every Wednesday?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You do. And then you proceed to put me through.
We have a lot of family listeners right now.
Uh-huh.
Kids in the car.
So the Barney's about toy magnets.
Yeah, I think for them, not for you. But no,
I don't like putting crap on my fridge. Spare me.
Let's do this for the children, okay?
Fine, I think I can endure it for the children.
Okay, that's coming up.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about toy magnets. When you play with magnets, it's as dangerous as it gets. If they're small enough and you're a dumb kid, you could choke to death on it. Rare earth magnets are powerful and popular, but choking isn't the only issue. If magnets get down past your throat and into your intestines, they could lodge in there. Tissue rips and tears. Better say your prayers. You died from indigestion. I know it's hard to stay away from magnets, kids. I mean, they're so attractive. Barney loves you.
The preceding was presented as a public service by the... The preceding was presented just to annoy Joey a little bit. Keep him humble.
True. Oh, I need some humility. I need just pour your divine buckets of humility all over me.
Last night, there was a lot of love for young Joey.
There was?
Yes. At the pizza place.
You know, I need to get out more.
I just had this thought. I think you should paste in one of your favorite old Joey shows and come and join us at Bomb Hours.
I've already got people trying to get me to go to Rick and Moe's as well.
Well, certainly that's more important than the 6 years or 8 years or whatever it's been that we've been
together. No, you want me to come by Bomb Hours? I'll do that one night. But, you know, that takes planning. And the people that would help do that are already gone today.
Oh, I thought you said dead.
No. LaDonna's still with us.
Well, good. Why don't you plan on... You can come to the anniversary.
When is that?
You've been a big part of this. Almost half my time here.
Yeah?
I watched you grow up.
Likewise.
When you first came to work here, you were nothing more than a young pup wearing a beanie hat with a propeller on the top. And look at you now.
You've seen me go from Joey Neutron to Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamental transformation of Joey.
You see me in tragic times. You see me in fork times.
That would be a good magazine column to write.
Oh, no.
The boomer looks at the millennial, and I could use you as the focus.
There's a lot there.
And, you know, if we find a really... It shouldn't be hard. We'll find a nice... You're a good-looking kid.
Mm.
Find a nice picture of you and... Maybe we can get you or something, you know.
Well, that certainly helps, but it only lasts for a certain amount of time.
334. So...
I was just saying something to you off air. It's a constant battle with me. I get so cynical about something, or whatever it is. It's a battle that I have to not let that consume me. Because it can.
We have... Coming up at the end of the next break, our most electrifying story brought to you by Mr. Electric.
Yeah.
And I hope we get some calls on it, on the topic, because there's a topic in this little piece of news. Because it's really getting annoying. But that's all I'm going to tell you for now. That's called a big tease. Meanwhile, Tom Brady has two sons.
Yeah.
One's a big sports nut. The other hates sports, and Thomas has been conflicted by this attitude.
Let your kids do what they want.
Well, he's not playing with dolls or anything. He's just not into sports. He likes...
Wait, did you have G.I. Joes growing up?
No.
Any action figures? Oh, you're before then. That was a big thing. Sorry. I apologize.
My childhood toys are all in a museum.
I'm not going to bring up fractions or anything. But
we did a show. It'd be fun to do, again, on your favorite childhood toy.
Hmm.
I could tell you immediately what mine was. The Flying Fox.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
No, you
looked like you were bracing yourself for something vulgar.
Yeah, well, I was about to say. I know what my favorite toy is now.
It was a four-engine airplane on a pedestal, and it had control columns, like yoke and all that stuff, like a regular plane. And what was really cool is you could start up the propellers one at a time and make them run at the same speed, and it was great for the imagination.
I can't remember, like, early childhood toys. I'm sure there are plenty. But
I was about your age when I got that.
30. But I'm the video game generation when that was, like, hit big. So
how come you haven't committed a mass shooting yet with all those video games?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that the reason that's happening to
you? No, I played a lot of Mario, so it essentially taught you to eat mushrooms to go super strong and chase the stars. No subliminal messaging there.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. You can save the princess from the big bad dinosaur villain or something. I don't know.
So our most electrifying story is coming up, and it's not anything that's going to change your life, but it's getting a little bit annoying, this particular topic. We got a call. We'll take that. As soon as I remind you that this year, not only did we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Man on the Moon, Woodstock, Joe Willie beating the Colts in the Super Bowl, and so many other great events. And don't forget to read my column about this amazing year at riverregionboom.com. It's called The Year the Earth Stood Still, because it really did. And here that year, when the bypass was the bypass, and all of Montgomery was to the west of it, a man named Dick McAdams said, I'm going to build a huge warehouse. We're going to fill it with first-rate flooring of all types and styles. And I'm going to hire people that will help our customers navigate it so they can buy it at a real wholesale price. We're going to build a team of installers that is second to none. So from beginning to end, it's a Georgia Floors Direct. Again, I direct you back to Eddie Bader's page. Even if you're just curious, you want to see what, and I call it the old place, simply because that was the last place we lived. If you want to see what great flooring looks like, man, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Flooring, marble countertops, tile, they did it all. And they did a fantastic job. And anything you see there can be done in your home, too. And they have, what really, really blew me away was the design capability of the people that came and did the work. There was so much originality in their efforts. But you get a great price. You can get 12 months good as cash if you're qualified buyers. And then you have an installer that works for Georgia Floors Direct. So it's all them. And if there's anything about it that's not quite to your satisfaction, they'll fix it until it is. No 800 numbers to call. Oh, we're sorry about this and that. Jeff Mallinson takes each and every situation very seriously. That's the way they've succeeded for half a century. 1965, Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home, Georgia Floors Direct.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we still see lots of traffic on the boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any delays this afternoon, and the interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. Let's be careful as we get our day wrapped up. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Hourglass Optical, It's Fashion, Cato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eske with Alabama News Network. The Pike Road School System joins Elmore and Neutauga counties to allow Maxwell Air Force Base students to enroll in their school system, despite not living in the district. The board approved the measure this week. Pike Road schools begin August 21st. Enrollment is open now. State Representative Terry Sewell will host her 8th annual job fair tomorrow. The annual job fair is a chance for employers and job seekers to come together to help increase opportunity and future economic development across the 7th Congressional District. The job fair is tomorrow from 10 until 2 at Wallace Community College in Selma. It's free and open to the public. Sears is closing its last full-size store in Alabama. The company announced it will shut down 26 Sears and Kmart locations nationwide in late October. That includes the Sears at the River Chase Galleria in Hoover, which is Alabama's largest shopping mall. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a random thunderstorm are small, but not zero over the next few hours. They will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, spotty random storms again and a very hot day with a high in the middle 90s and the heat index very close to the 105 danger range. We'll be in the neighborhood. On Friday, the rain chances are slightly better. Your odds of encountering one of those afternoon storms. And in fact, by Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances are 50-50. Pretty decent chances. Still hot with highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Rise and shine, 90210 fans. David Silver here, live from West Beverly High. It's the day that you have all been waiting for. 90210 is back.
I cannot believe that we're really doing this.
And the gang is here. Andrea.
It's go time.
Brandon.
Welcome back.
Brenda.
I'm kind of freaking out about being here.
Kelly.
No turning back now.
Steve.
It's really great to see you all.
Me and my girl Donna.
I love when we're all together.
90210, the 6-week summer event, premieres tonight on Fox.
You'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It used to be people thought social networking was a great way to reach out to your friends and reconnect with old acquaintances. But now we know social networking is really just about showing how awesome your life is and rubbing everyone else's face in it.
Hanging on the beach with a margarita. Wish you were here. But not really.
But this need to tell everyone you know what you're doing and posting a picture has created a new malaise. Chronic narcissism.
Selfie in the bathroom mirror. Looking good.
Now, there's Narcissistics Anonymous, a place where Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram addicts get brought back to reality.
Hi, my name's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
I have over 2,500 friends on Facebook.
Caitlin, the only reason you have that many friends is you show cleavage in your profile pic.
That's not true.
It's a hard reality to face when people discover they're really not all that interesting, but it's something they have to know.
So people really don't want to see my awesome kids at the ball game?
No, not really.
What about a pic of the meal I'm having?
Bill, stop.
Narcissistics Anonymous, conquering the addiction to self-important social networking, one self-centered person at a time.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
The headline, Batwoman is a lesbian. I wonder why they need to do this. Why do we need to know? Why do I need to know anybody is a lesbian or gay or anything else? It's not my business. This is, again, more you know, they bully. They demand. I was a comic book fan for many years as a kid. And when the first Superman, really good Superman movie came out with Christopher Reeve and stuff, yeah, that was cool and, you know, kind of geared toward the relationship with Lois Lane. You always knew there was some chemistry there. But it was never like something you thought about. I'd like to know why we have to know this about Batwoman and why they think that that's going to make it more popular.
Wait, Batwoman's a lesbian?
Batman can't be.
Well, I thought Catwoman was definitely the lesbian.
But what? Why do any of them have to be? Why does their sexuality have to be known?
I only care about as far as it actually plays into a character arc. Like, if you can make it part of the story and it's actually interesting, fine. But if it's just kind of like virtue signaling, look, Batwoman.
That's
woman.
What it is. No. That's exactly what this is. This is bullcrap virtue from the CW network.
Yeah.
And I'm just so tired of this. Again, skin color is an obvious thing, all right? And
right.
But I don't need to know your personal business. And I don't care if you are. I really don't. But it bothers me when we have to promote the fact that we now have a comic book character that is. Especially if, I mean, I would kind of think comic books are for kids. Why? I mean, we're teaching this in kindergarten. In California, they got to learn about all the all 52 genders, all this made-up crap. And now it's comic book time. I just don't think it's necessary. I have a...
No, and I would have never have guessed that Batwoman was allergic to nuts. Which is a pretty serious allergy, actually, so you probably should announce that.
Yeah. I watched this show called Sweet Bitter. It's on Sunday nights on Stars. I just surfed into it one night a year ago, first season. It's about this girl from, of all places, Dayton, Ohio. By the way, I just saw the biatch mayor of Dayton on there. Another Democrat in charge of another decaying city that doesn't want Trump. Maybe he'll come in there and discover you got rats there too. Boy, they really, they just go nuts. They're crazy. I mean, you are not going to sell insanity to the American people.
So this Batwoman story, this is a new television show they're doing on the CW.
Yeah. When we talked about it and saw how passionate they were, and they were yelling over the top of each other and finishing each other's sentence, I'm watching this ping pong match thinking, if they're that invested in this and it makes them so happy and it's telling the story that I wished to tell on television when I was a kid, and Caroline Wiggins and Sarah, I believe there's going to be people to change their life. Reporters, after the time I said, I believe there's people that are going to get up and gub. All these, there's got to be a backstory to this that made this decision necessary. You can't get away from anything anymore.
Now, it hit me, though, if you're going to mainstream a certain gay identity, it hit me years ago, Greg. You know, VH1, they probably still do it. I haven't watched them in years. When I was a kid, VH1, like MTV, showed music videos and, like, countdown list of music and, like, classic albums and behind the music. It was drug addiction and sex. Okay, great. But when I was in college, they really went to the reality show format, and one of the reality shows was Who Wants to Date Tila Tequila? And Tila Tequila, there was, like, 10 guys and 10 women going after her heart or something like that. And it hit me that I don't think this show would have worked if it was like Who Wants to Date Tommy Tequila.
Yeah.
I think you can mainstream, I'll just put it bluntly, mainstream being bisexual or a lesbian woman. And with all due respect to the gay men out there, before you have a show that's like Batman's gay and now watches all of his sexcapades. Like, no. And I think that goes to the depravity of the straight male mind. If I'm being blunt.
We're depraved?
Oh, everybody is, no matter your identity and whatever, but...
This is very much like the conversation we had in the opening segment on this whole nonsense of white supremacy. Mueller didn't work. Russia didn't work. And now I guess this is their new toy, except this one's dangerous. This one is very, very dangerous. And this can go to some very dark places.
Yes.
And of course, they feel, got them on what? What evidence? And again, in politics, everything's on the table, I guess. But the thing is, how come, I would like to see the president, because he does punch back with these jagoffs, and that's what they are, ask for their credentials that gives them the authority. I think we're talking about privilege, because it is a right, I suppose. The authority to label anybody with that name. How do we know that you are as pure as the driven snow? Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be throwing these labels around so recklessly. It's not good. It's not good. The media doesn't cover the other side of the story at all. There were a lot of people in Baltimore who were grateful from Elijah Cummings' district that the president told the truth. The truth is the new racism in America. It's the new white supremacy in America. It's whatever they want to call it. I can't believe how crazy they are. And they're putting people at risk. They have amped up with this nonstop shriek. The Grim Shriekers, that's my new name for them. Everything's the end of the world. It's climate change. It's white supremacy. It's all this stuff. And it's all one way. And what you're really doing is driving people away. And the people that want to support the president, you are driving them to a higher inclination to do so. Because he is the one guy that stands up for the country. What's best for America? What's the best deal I can cut in this trade deal? And we're so not used to somebody doing that way. We're so used to the Neville Chamberlains and the capitulators like Obama and Biden and all that, you know. See, and this blaming Trump. And notice how the media conveniently overlooks that the Dayton shooter was a committed Elizabeth Warren voter, okay? They hiding all that.
Or the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooter that happened last week. He apparently had a hit list, and it was members from both major parties, from Democrats and Republicans, all sorts of post offices, courthouses, any public official institution.
Remember we talked on Monday how we're numb to this stuff now when it happens? You know what my first thought is? Not who did it. How are they going to politicize it?
Yep.
What are we going to find out about this person that's going to fit the narrative that the media wants to put on their megaphone?
A big part of it, and this the best thing that's come out in terms of the response and the analysis, was the LA Times put it out initially. A lot of other people have been talking about it, is this study that tried to find what are the common denominators with all these mass shooters. And one of them was childhood trauma. Shocker there. That people that are abused as children or have trauma as children might go on to have, you know, problems later in life. But one, the media should pay attention to this if they really care.
They don't.
Is the copycat nature. They study, like the guy in Dayton, his girlfriend just was out on the news today talking about how he studied mass shooters. Now, he had this somewhat credibility to say he had a fascination because he was studying psychology and, like, forensic psychology or whatever. But she said their first date, he showed her a video of a mass shooter. And this is a common thing with a lot of mass shooters. They study one another. And they often come in threes or fours. Because you see one person do it, you're like, oh, I'm going to go do that thing I was thinking about. And this guy, for instance, the guy in El Paso definitely seemed a lot like the Christchurch shooter in New Zealand. There's clearly racist stuff in his manifesto. He wanted to keep people apart.
Right.
But there's also weird, like, environmental, radical environmental concerns. And it's like this enviro-racist, fascist, it's weird. And that, I think, you can go to places, like, on the internet that are sharing these ideas.
What does the left like to say when we have these shootings? We got to have either confiscate the guns or we got to have much tougher gun laws. Mm-hmm. Because if it saves one life, it's worth it. In that case, for the thousands of people that have been killed, raped by illegal aliens, seal that damn border, send the people back until they can come in the right way, because if it saves one life, it's worth it. Well, see, they only use those kinds of rules when it's to their narrative
of
benefit.
Of course, and also if you give an inch, they take a mile. And that's what I think a lot of legal gun owners and upstanding citizens of the country worry about. For instance, red flag laws are not exactly real clear to me. There are certain instances, like the Parkland shooter, where that guy should not have been able to get a weapon. But how do you distinguish that?
He shouldn't have even been running around.
Right. And so there are certain instances where, like, how did that happen? So we need some sort of law. But then you get people caught up and they get stripped of their rights without due process because of some complaint or somebody with an axe to grind. But Republicans in the Senate, this is what I mean by you give an inch, they take a mile. Republicans in the Senate said, yeah, we'll look at red flag laws. Lindsey Graham wrote up a bill. And Chuck Schumer comes out today and says, if you think red flag laws are going to do the trick, this is just a cop-out. It's like, nobody is ever rewarded for reaching across the other side of the aisle.
No, and it's not a two-way reach either. No. Compromise or bipartisanship means the Republicans bending over as far as they can so they can take it for the team. That's what it means. When did you see a Democrat compromise on anything? And when are the Republicans going to learn they're never going to do that? And by the way, we have really good news coming up after the top of the hour about AOC. She got a little humbling yesterday. And we'll tell you the story behind that. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an amazing company that restores choices to people who've gotten the toughest of breaks, surviving an accident, but looking at a long rehabilitation process or permanent limits on their mobility. Our wounded heroes coming home from serving. They are going to need Gulf States Mobility if they have a wound that they're looking at long-term rehab, or it's going to limit their ability to get around. First thing is, let's make the home safe and accessible so we can keep the person where they want to live. Chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails, all those accommodations. Customized, everything is customized. Motor equipment, you name it, because no two situations are identical. And giving people voice command technologies that allow them to drive so that they can take and keep their own schedule and not have to go through the cancer that is dependency. It eats away at the soul, and it's tough enough to face these things. They don't want anybody's pity. They just want to be re-empowered to whatever extent is possible after life has dealt them a bad hand.